If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Buckingham Palace confirmed King Charles is still alive after a slew of Russian news sites and social media accounts falsely reported his death, RadarOnline.com has learned. The rumor mill went into overdrive following an announcement dated March 18 that included the seal of the British monarch's official London residence. The following announcement is made by Royal Communications. The King passed away unexpectedly yesterday afternoon, the fake declaration read. A tweet by Gazeta. Rue fueled the speculation by referring to the swirling media reports and noting the 75-year-old monarch was recently diagnosed with cancer. RadarOnline.com has since learned the palace issued a statement to the Russian state-run TASS news agency setting the record straight that Charles is not dead. We are happy to confirm that the king is continuing with official and private business, the update read. Theories about his well-being have gone into overdrive while Kate Middleton is MIA and amid reports that the BBC is preparing for a major announcement regarding the royal family. The palace announced Charles' cancer diagnosis in February, not specifying the type as they revealed he would be postponing public engagements during his treatment. Since then, Kate has gone under a microscope as she remains out of the public eye while recovering from abdominal surgery done in January. The Princess of Wales found herself at the center of controversy in recent weeks after she confessed to digitally altering a Mother's Day photo including herself and children. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused, she explained via social media while signing the note with C for a personal touch. Afterwards, eagle-eyed fans noticed yet another questionable photo that was shared of Kate leaving Windsor Castle with Prince William that others have called out for seemingly being doctored. Insiders tell us her road to recovery isn't going as smoothly as hoped. Kate is struggling to eat, a well-placed royal source exclusively told RadarOnline.com. She continues to recover after the surgery, but the recuperation has been more difficult than expected. A palace spokesperson addressed the gossip about her well-being just weeks ago, insisting that she is doing well. We were very clear from the outset that the Princess of Wales was out until after Easter and Kensington Palace would only be providing updates when something was significant.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.